Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskat here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. So glad you joined us today. We start a new season. We just came through Pentecost, and the Lord's really dropped a word on me. We're in a prophetic reset. God is going to let us experience what it means to move into a new day because we're new creations in Christ. We know that. What it means for the next season, a reset has come upon us. The sky, new mercies rise, and the future's bright. This is a new day, everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom, no looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming. This is a new day. The old is gone away, the old is gone away. This is a new day. Don't let it slip away, don't let it slip away. Go on and reignite impossible dreams. Well, as that song says there, I agree with that. Let's reignite dreams, possible dreams that God has put within our heart. I believe we're in a moment and an opportunity where God is opening those doors. Well, welcome. It's Wednesday. It's the 31st day of May, the last day of this month. We head into June, and June's going to be a big month in the Spirit. There's a lot of things happening in the Spirit as we begin to move forward in this hour. I'm looking forward. Next week, I'll be in D.C. for lobbying Congress for Israel. Senators and congressmen here in America, pray for us as we go in there, that God would give us favor there, and speak into our senators and congressmen's hearts and just say, stand with Israel, support them, especially with the Iranian battle, the existential crisis that we're facing with Iran. That's going to be our main focus when we go in. But that's another issue. But today I want to talk about the prophetic reset that we're in. The Lord's really dropped this word on my heart. As we came through Pentecost, we are in a reset. I love resets. You know, a computer is classic. If y'all, everybody here has computers, you would probably listen to me on one. Some of you are. There's amazing things. You can do all this work on your computer, and then all of a sudden, man, nothing's working. You turn it off, you turn it back on, and everything works. It's a reset. Something gets reset in its programming system where all of a sudden it will go that way. I talked to a pilot who flies the B-1 pilots in the U.S. Air Force. It's all computerized. He told me that. He said in his training, they told me, if you try everything else and nothing else works, just turn the computer off and back on. And that's the most sophisticated, most expensive bomber we have in our Air Force. And that's how you do it. You reset. And so we're in a reset. God is resetting our computers. But the best part is what you do a reset most of the time, it goes back to its manufacturing way it was created, to the where it was built and the way it was built. And I feel like that's the word for us right now. We're going back to we are in Christ. We said it yesterday. It's not a matter of you doing any prophetic acts or any, I shouldn't say prophetic, any religious acts in order to fix your mistakes of the past. It's going to take a creative miracle of the Lord to reset things. We've all made mistakes, especially in these last few years. We're all struggling with some of the things we've gone through because it was such a tumultuous time. You know, government's trying to overreach. Do we stand up? We don't stand up. Do we submit? Do we comply? Do we not comply? And sometimes we did it right and sometimes we didn't do it right. And there's a whole battle there, as well as even decisions we were making with our families and in our lives, our ministries. God is offering a moment in time as we come through this Pentecost, because that's what it did for the church. It reset the church. The church had an encounter through the disciples and the 500 plus that knew about Jesus prior to the resurrection. That's at least we know Corinthians said there was at least 500. Then all of a sudden we come to this reset, and next thing you know, 3,000 get added. Two chapters later in chapter 4 of Acts, another reset. 5,000 gets added. Exponentially resets happen all the time in the Spirit when you're a new creation in Christ. And we need to see it this way. And we have to be patient with what God is doing. It's a divine thing. And one of the interesting things about the revelation of God in Scripture is every time he deals with man, he has to stoop. And so to create man, he stoops. He comes down. That's what it means on the Aaronic blessing. He kneeled. That's what it means to bless, to lay down, to kneel down like Jesus did to wash the feet of the disciples. And when he did that, he formed a body of clay. No human sculptor has ever been able to perfect the body that way, not even all the Michelangelos of the world. It was clay. It was lifeless. And then he stooped lower still, and he put his divine lips against the lips of clay, and a divine nostrils against nostrils of clay. And he says, he breathed into it a breath of life. And that is the same language that is used, as I said yesterday, when Jesus, after the resurrection, breathed on the disciples in that room who thought everything was lost, everything was gone, and he breathed new life. And they said they received the Holy Spirit. Pentecost is a new life. And get this, and I ministered to it on a Sunday. Uneducated men, that's what the Sadducees and the Pharisees said of them. And yet, on the day of Pentecost, Peter gets up and gives this phenomenal sermon, theologically correct in every way, agreeing with the law and the Spirit. Everything he said is in alignment with that. And thus the Pharisees said, who are these uneducated people? And basically what they were saying is, who are they to say such profound things? Well, that's what happens when you get reset. That's what happens when Pentecost comes on you. You get put in a new place, the teacher, the equipper, the comforter, the one who knows Jesus because he is Jesus, manifested in the Spirit. So therefore, he can tell us all about him and bring to our remembrance everything that we've learned about him and give us understanding of everything that he said. And we are in a moment right now. I'm telling you, we just crossed over this bridge in the Spirit, and we're in a new place with the Lord. Well, I don't feel anything. It's not about your feelings. Sometimes it's just about faith. And we have to understand, I want to receive everything that he has. And I don't want to get into all the Hebrew, but it's interesting. Hebrew is one of those languages that the language is where you sound of the word depicts the things that are described. For instance, an earthquake is ra'ash. Thunder is ra'am. Can you hear the thunder in that? Ra'am, you know, if you want to say it that way. The sound of a bell, sisalel, you know, that's how you say it. Matter of fact, when I was taking Hebrew from the rabbi, one of the things that she said is a female rabbi who has she's a PhD in Hebrew language. Anyway, she said the first words in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, she said they have suckling sounds, like a baby that's nursing at its mother's breast. And the Hebrew words sound like that, she said. I thought, whoa, even God lets the language agree with what he's doing. And so when we hear this thing, we need to understand that God is breathing new life. So when he breathed into us here, it was like he breathed into Adam. All the energy of God, all of it, get this, was released in that breath. And the Spirit of life from God entered the clay body, and the most wonderful transformation took place. The clay body became a living human being. Even if we don't talk about the inner part of a man, just the outer change, he had eyes that could see, nostrils that could smell, a heart that could beat. Doctors tell us that in one human eye, there are more than 3 million working parts. What created the human eye? You know what did. It wasn't by an accident. That's incredible. And we have to understand that the very Spirit of God that he breathed into man is him. He transformed clay into a living being with his Spirit. And no one can understand the complexities of that. We can't. Even the human body, you can't. And even doctors are confused by that. But the source of that is that the Lord came in. And so right now, this reset, I want you to picture yourself, the new creation in Christ that you are, that you have the ability to constantly receive that breath, that ruach, the breath of the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit speaks something into your being, he breathes it. He's breathing his Spirit, his breath, his ruach, that's the breath. So even this word I'm giving you right now was breathed into me by the Spirit, and I'm giving it to you. I cannot do it justice of what it meant when the creator of the universe gives me a word. You know, Jeremiah says, it talks about how a word like that is like you're in the throne room. You're in the very presence of God. And we have to receive all that God has for it. Just think about this. What's the real source of your body? It's the Spirit of God. It's the creative Spirit of God. See, that's what makes you divine. That's what makes you have the divine living in you, I should say. Divine healing, it's very logical, because your watch goes wrong. You don't take it to the bootmaker. You don't take it to somebody like that. To whom do you take it to? You take it to the one who made the watch. When your body goes wrong, what do? You go to the body maker. He's the one. So in new creation, we're getting new life, new healings, new miracles, new creative. Okay, so say one of your organs stops working. Who created the organ? Who breathed the organ into your body? I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm just telling you, even if the doctor does do anything good, he does it because the Lord helps him. And we need to thank God for doctors. I'm not here to say that. And I'm not here to say we don't need them. But the ultimate one who has the real power over the area of the body is the one who created you. He created your soul. Your soul that's been traumatized by mistakes. Your soul that's been traumatized by wounds and things that have happened to you. He created that soul. He knows it's out of alignment. He knows the things that have come in there and devastated it. Guess what? He can come in and create a new heart in you, just like David prayed, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." Because why? He had just committed adultery. He had just committed murder. And he needed a reset. He was going to be the king of Israel. You remember Bathsheba's son, Solomon, becomes the next king. So he needed to be reset. If he's going to pass the lineage on that would come all the way to Messiah, he needed a reset. How many of you need a reset today? This is a good word. I need a reset. We all do. And the Lord is saying this Pentecost changed everything. It always does, but this one was very special. I'd say if you're a Christian, I'm not telling you not to do anything, like not go to a doctor or anything like that. But in the first case, at least pray that God would heal you. Even if you're healed instantly or gradually, be healed. It's the correct way that we go to our Creator. If you have a wound, if you've been traumatized, go to the one who created you without trauma, without pain, who created you in the secret place where you were skillfully and wrought made. Then let God heal you. It's not some crazy idea. It's basic spiritual logic. You know, sometimes I think we want to spiritualize everything. Sometimes it's just logical. Go to the manufacturer. All right. I don't think we should have to apologize for that. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, speaking about the total man, he says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify us completely, or make us completely holy." Then he explains here. He says, "And may our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless." Ooh. Now that can only happen through God. You can't do that. You're going to be blamed. But with him, I'm saying you can be blameless. So the total man consists of three elements, right? Spirit, soul, and body. If you go back to the act of creation, the inbreathed spirit came from God, came from a body, from above. The body of clay came from the beneath. The union of the spirit and the body produced a living soul. The soul is the individual. The soul is a thing in you that says, I want, I like, I feel, think, I believe, I choose, all those things. That's the soul. That's why every soul settles its own destiny, because the soul has a responsibility to make a choice. So a man is spirit from above, and the soul and body is from beneath. So now we want to get them in alignment, don't we? That's what we're desiring for right now. And I'm here to tell you that the Lord is saying we're in a prophetic moment, a season where we can get it right, where we can bring our body, spirit, soul, and the body into alignment. God's given us a chance to reset that soul and the body. I think your spirit's fine, but it happens if you're in Christ, you get to have this opportunity, this skill set that comes from heaven, not from man, but from heaven. Let me pray for you. Father, as we move into this new season, a new day, a new beginning, let us understand who we are as new creations in Christ. We go back to the manufacturer, Lord, the creator, who you are, and we say, heal our bodies, heal our souls, heal our minds from the mistakes we made, create in us a clean heart, O God, and a steadfast spirit within us, that we can come to you with broken and contrition, which you said you would not despise, and receive. And we say, God, we can't fix ourselves, but you have to prepare us. And so we lay our lives before you now in this divine reset, and we go into a new day prophetically in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. All right, come back tomorrow. We'll keep building on this. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast from Christian Centers Report here in Louisiana. You can find all that we do on our website, ChristianCentersReport.com. Don't forget about our app. You can give there. You can listen to all the prophetic words we have, as well as all the platforms. Don't forget, we continue our noon prayer time live stream on all our platforms. So follow us there and pray with us as we pray for the kingdom of God in the earth and to stay on the wall for the midnight crisis that we're in right now. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow.